You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturday. Diva Mary Kay.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, what's poppin' with you? This your boy, Space Age J, a.k.a. J Biggs. What's good? This is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm your host, my girl, Diva Mary Kay. She's doing the mommy kitty thing tonight. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. I'm hosting it. I'm running everything tonight. I'm running the show. So call me up, 347-850-1521. Push that one button so you can talk to me because I want to hear you out there. I want to hear y'all. Tonight, we're going to do a little rerun. We had a special moment a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? Before I went on the break, I had a little moment. We did our little debate, you know, presidential debate. Of course, everybody out there, y'all know, you know, it's getting real down. It's getting critical out there. It's getting close to that time. You know, we got to get in them booths. We got to vote. You know, we got to show them what's good on election day. We got to show Mittens what's up. You know what I mean? Or if you want to vote for Mittens, do your thing. You know what I mean? But, you know, whatever it is, you got to cast your vote. You know, that's what your constitutional right is. And everything, you know, so, you know, let's make sure we hit them polls, we get out here and vote, don't let nothing get in your way of voting. But 2 weeks ago, we had our special presidential debate. You know, shout out to my boy Lawrence King, a.k.a. LK from the group Sunset Terrace, and shout out to my man Steve Kingman, who was on to do the debate. You know what I mean? Steve was representing the Republican side, Mittens and Paul Ryan, and LK was representing Obama, the incumbent side, and Obama and Biden. And it was getting a little, it was kind of feisty. It was real interesting in there. And I was, of course, the moderator, you know, and I was in the middle of it. But, you know, we just going to play that debate for everybody who missed it and was unfortunate and had to not be a part of our show that evening. You know, we had a couple of, you know, feisty callers call in. Shout out to my girl Monica. You know what I mean? She called in the joint. It was real live, you know, and I like to replay that for y'all and show y'all what happened, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into that.
You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturday. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
When loved ones pass away, I mourn. But what about me when I pass on? What have I done to move higher on? After life uncertain, cause I've done wrong. I ask for forgiveness time and again, then sin after sin time and again. Make my soul not prone to wander. Make me strong like a sure contender. And what about the people and what are we facing? Soldiers dealing with war, devastation. Ain't no mistaking the taste of hatred. Sex on children, exploitation. Demons and devils revamping the nation. Scheming on all levels, testing my patience. Nation famished, facing recession, no jobs, no pay, suicide, depression. And what about the homeless throughout the world? Men and women, both boys and girls. Every man so precious like diamonds and pearls. So please, Lord, heal me and heal the world.
Heal the world. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing.
Yo, her son dies, tears fall from her eyes. Me down, my baby's gone and she cries. Can't fight the emptiness she feels inside. Emotions so deep and strong she can't hide. Down the street, a little boy says, "Don't we too young to comprehend the pain so deep?" He tries and tries but can't understand why his daddy had to die in Afghanistan. Next block, man searches for his wife. Worried cause she didn't make it home last night. He keeps hope but knows something ain't right. Then news comes, a drunk driver took a life. Tragedy's all in the blink of an eye. It happens every day, nobody knows why. So we pray and look to the sky for healing hands to come from most high.
I gaze at the front page on the Washington Post. The future looking
kind of dim, slim, margin of hope. It seems that several federals blocking everybody for medical benefits, in a sense, unacceptable. That's not the coolest or the best, just incredible. How kids dropping out of cane, right? They ain't legible. And when did we stop trying to be heterosexual? Trying to please ourselves just because the devil tell us so. But it ain't my position to judge gays. I judge hate prejudice and blind folks who never listen, just staring us down. Because we let our beards grow, we some terrorists now. Wasting taxpaying dollars trying to argue in the Congress over how a gay marriage is foul. Every year we give it 1.8 million green cards. Add that up, 14 trillion in debt that we are. Sweetheart, having a baby is not a commitment. It's an 18th season sick of the court statistics show. Raising kids in broken homes is long-term suffering. Closing schools down, how they gonna learn something? Politics trying to fit a beam of visibility in their carport. Can't see real people who are poor. And I ain't no idiot, dog poor. My God, our Lord, hear my prayer.
I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need. For my soul, I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing.
You already know what time it is, y'all. Welcome to Stephanie Game on Saturday. You're now tuning in live with Diva Ebony B and Jay Biggs. We definitely getting it in today with the official election debate. We're going to have our special guest, LK, from Sunset Terrace Music live in the building. Also, Steve Kingman is going to be live in the building with us. And we're going to get it on with this debate. We got a lot of great topics to debate on. We want to get you guys feedback, and we wanted you guys to get educated and regulate your situations today on Step the Game Up Saturday. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Or you can go jump right into our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. They say Jay is here. Jay Big, what's going on?
What's up, baby girl? What's going on? Yeah, let's get it live and popping right now. We're going to get this debate. We're going to get into this debate. Earlier this week, we had the you know, presidential debate with Biden and Ryan. And, you know, Biden, you know, from what I hear, Biden kind of got in your boy a little bit. You know, he kind of laughed him off. You know, it was kind of interesting. You know, but tonight we're going to do our version of it. You know, we got the Republican representative, got the Democrat representative. We're going to get it in real good. You know, last week we got into, we had a little live interview. Shout out to the kid, shout out to the boy Young Banks. You know, we had an interview with him from Spaced Out Magazine. You know, Spaced Out Magazine is about to pop off. You know, I'm just gonna say it. Yeah, it's serious over there. That boy is on his grind. So shout out to him. You know, y'all check out, you know, spacedoutmagazine.com. You know, and also we got into talking about marriage, and we got a lot of feedback from a lot of great fellas on the line last week. You know,
yeah.
This week we gonna get into
crazy.
This debate. We gonna get into this debate. You know, I want to encourage everybody before we even get started. I want to encourage everybody to go out and vote. If you haven't registered to vote, go do so. Your time window on that is drawn real close. You know what I mean? You wanna vote. You definitely wanna vote. You know, for whoever it is you believe in, you definitely wanna vote. So get out and vote, everybody. It's your choice. It's your future. Good money. So what's up? We got my man LK on the line.
Hey,
man, what's LK,
up?
What's up, man? What's going on, man? I'm glad you could make it through, man. My man LK here, he's going to be representing the Democrats.
Team Obama.
Team Obama and Biden. And we got my man Steve on the other side, representing Mitt and Ryan over there, Mitt and Paul Ryan over there.
That's right, Romney Ryan, all the way.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you guys could make it, man. I appreciate y'all for coming on, doing this for all the people out there to underscore the importance of just how serious it is out here and why we all need to get out there and vote come election day, man.
Yeah, definitely need to get out and vote, and definitely need to make your voice heard, because there's a whole lot that's riding on this election, and so you definitely need to stay involved, and you know, definitely need to know what's going on out there.
For sure. Steve, you got anything you want to say? You know, before I get into these rules.
Well, yeah, I would like to say that this year's election is probably the most important election, at least mine and in LK's lifetime, and I'm sure yours being the same. We've got a lot of, like LK just said, we've got a lot of important issues that are on the line, a lot to fight for, and a lot of, some very serious issues that our U.S. government has to tackle, and hopefully the right individual, Mitt Romney, will win this election, and we'll be on track to a better economy, a better global economy, and a better America for each and every one of us.
That's what's up, man. You got a strong opinion over there, man. You love Romney. That's what's up, man. I'm glad we could find you, man, because, you know, we were searching, man. We were searching. We need that guy with that backbone, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, man. I come up and down the street, you know, I'm in and out of D.C., I'm running around, and it's just hard to find somebody to really stand up and say Mitt Romney, like, that's my man, you know, I'm going to vote for him and really, you know, represent that boy, because, I mean, you know, people say, like, man, I don't like Mitt Romney and this and that, but then they going to go vote for him. So I applaud you, you know, for standing up for that man, you know, because that's, you know, that's what it's all about, man. You got the right to vote for whoever you feel is the right candidate, you know. So don't be scared to cast your vote. Don't be scared of who you voting for. You know what I mean? Let me get into the rules real quick for everybody that's out there. We're going to get into our version of the presidential debate. This is the rules right here. I'm going to do this Mill Lane style. I want a good, clean debate. You know what I mean? No hitting below the belt. You know what I mean? Let's see. All right, nah, for real. We're going to put it like this. We're going to go with rounds for this. You know, in between rounds, we're going to take musical breaks. We're going to get to some of our listeners, you know, on the call lines and whatnot, and they can talk. Only about the topic. For everybody that's listening, I don't want anybody to address anybody, any one person argument. I just want to talk, keep it strictly about the topic. You know what I mean? None of that personal stuff. All right, each round we're going to go with 2 minutes. 2 minutes for each side. That's 2 minutes for LK, 2 minutes for 2 minutes for Steve, 2 minutes for LK. Then we're going to go with a 3-minute rebuttal, and then a 3-minute rebuttal. So it's going to alternate. LK, Steve, LK, Steve. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay.
What I want
now make sure y'all speak loud. This is a debate. So make sure y'all speak loud, speak up. This is a debate. Diva want to hear it. We want to get into it to the callers, too. When y'all call in, raise your voice, speak loud, because we want to hear it. Y'all hear the background music, just testify. It's the man of our comment. Big shout out to comment. We definitely going to be educating and regulating the people today. So let's go. I'm ready.
All right, so, yeah. And at the end of the rounds, you know, it's a debate. I don't believe in a winner or loser, so we just want to get the facts out there. We just want to, you know, encourage everybody to, you know, just listen, tune in, listen up, take in all of the knowledge that we're throwing out there, and carry that over to the polls. When you go to the polls to vote, just carry that with you to the polls. Sound good? Y'all ready?
Yes, sir. All
right. We're going to flip a coin. I'm sorry, I'm going to flip a coin so we could be in the interest of fairness. I'm going to flip a coin, so I want LK, I want you to call heads or tails.
Okay.
Ready?
Tails.
Go ahead. Tails?
Yeah.
I got heads. So I'm gonna give it to Steve. Do you wanna open or do you wanna let LK open?
I'll let LK open on this.
All right. So this first round one, we're gonna start with LK. The topic is abortion.
Okay.
Abortion. So you got 2 minutes to talk about abortion. And after that, we can go to Steve.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go.
All right. First of all, I think we all know that President Obama is pro-choice. I believe that he's pro-choice because he feels that a woman should have the right to make the decisions on issues that's regarding her body. And also this election is like super important also because that the next president is going to have the opportunity to select 2 or 3 Supreme Court justices. So if it's Obama, he'll be able to select 2 or 3 Supreme Court justices, or if it's Romney, he'll be able to select 2 or 3 Supreme Court justices. So if Romney wins, then he'll be able to select 2 right-leaning Supreme Court justices. So if that happens, Roe versus Wade can get overturned. And that would take away the right for a woman to make the decision to have an abortion or not. Mm. Oh. Okay, Steve.
In relation to this topic, it's a very sensitive topic, such as Congressman Ryan spoke about on this past week on Thursday night. It's a very sensitive issue, but I would say that again, I'm in full support of the Romney Ryan proposal on this, and that it's abortion should only be legitimized in three different instances in which a woman is raped, incest, or the welfare of, and I think that again, this comes back to the fundamental issue of when does life start? Does life start at conception? And if it does, it's not just the choice of the mother. We also have another factor that plays a vital role, and that is the choice of that child who, even though the child for the most part is unformed, it still has a heartbeat. And I think that as you look at this important issue, it goes much further and much deeper than just simply the choice of a mother, and really when we really examine the issue, I think that you've got to understand that it's not just one person's choice. You know, it's a choice that's made on the behalf of several individuals to go ahead and have a baby or to participate in sexual intercourse. But that aside, again, I'm in full support of the Romney-Ryan view that abortion should only be legitimized in those 3 instances.
All right, we got another 30 seconds, fellas.
Okay. Let me just say that America is a melting pot of many different races, many different religions. And it's true that an abortion is a very serious decision that a woman has to make with her significant other or with her family or with just her loved ones. And I just don't think that there were so many different religions and nationalities in America that you should impose something like that on a woman.
Mm.
Because people have different viewpoints. I mean, not me, but everyone don't believe that life starts at conception. I mean, there might be some people that don't believe that.
Not to cut you off. We gotta stop right there. That was the 4 minute mark. Let me see. Steve, do you have anything else to add?
Again, I'd like to just simply go back to the fact that if we scientifically can prove that life begins at conception, regardless of what people may choose to believe or not to believe, that's of absolutely no consequence as it relates to whether or not life actually begins at conception. And if it does, then you, if you have a blanket statement where a woman can just simply make a choice to abort their own child, a living and breathing being, then I think it's inhumane. I think it's to say selfish, and really we're not getting at the issue. You know, we're trying to legitimize something that really shouldn't be legitimized, regardless of whether or not it's the quote unquote a woman's choice.
Hmm. And Lawrence, do you have anything else to add?
I just want to say that that there's a whole lot of females out
there. If you're tuning in live right now, you're listening to the presidential debate. We did this 2 weeks ago between LK, my homie from Sunset Terrace, and my man Steve Kingman. We replaying the presidential debate for anyone who may have missed it. Call us up 347-850-1521 to tune in to our debate. We talking about Mitt Romney. We talking about Obama.
Being in the situation where they really even have to have an abortion.
Mm.
True.
So I think we should concentrate more on prevention than. And concentrating on preventing abortion, period.
Okay, well said on both sides. We heard both points. We heard both arguments. Caller, I'm encourage the listeners, if you're not listening, please tune in right now. Right now. This is very important. Call us up, 347-850-1521. Go to DivaSpotRadio.com. Jump in our chat room. We're talking about some serious issues over here. We just had our first round abortion. Talking about abortion. Our Mitt Romney representative over here, Steve Kingman. Our Democrat representative, Barack Obama's representative, Lawrence King. Diva, you there? You live, Diva? You with me?
I'm live. I'm just tuning in and listening to both sides. This is a great debate. I'm liking what I'm hearing. Both of them have good points. You know, both of them have good points. And, you know, we definitely want to hear from the public. Y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. Step your game up on these topics and listen in on both sides. I like how Steve was able to present what Mitt Romney was talking about, a couple of reasons, you know, the three reasons why abortion should be in place. And then I like what LK said about, you know, some people believe, you know, well, as far as their religion, they believe different, and let's focus on coming up with different type of contraceptives or different types of plans or a higher standard or level of living where you won't be so loose with your body and having a baby that's maybe unwanted later. So I'm really tuning in. I'm taking notes. I'm promoting. This is really a great show. I'm ready for round two. Let's go. Where we at? I'm ready. I'm just all the way turned up right now. This is so
I want to, I feel you, round two. Round two is really when we're going to get it popping in round two. I want to give Steve and Lawrence a chance to take a little water break. You know what I'm saying? Let's play some music. Let's play some music.
Cool.
So
everybody get to the water coolers.
Yeah, y'all go ahead, you know, go to y'all new.
What's up for everybody just tuning in? We got quick live, Bill.
from 2 weeks ago. My man Steve Kingman on the Republican side, my man LK. We're going to get to the call lines. We got some callers in there. Let's check out 909-358.
West with it. This is Jay Rutherford.
What's up, man? What's going on? Jay Real out the West Side, West Coast.
You already know, man. Just over here chilling.
Yeah.
Tripping off this debate.
Yeah, man. You know, we had to do a debate, you know, to promote, you know, the election coming up, man. You know, who you voting for? You voting? I know you vote, man. You the realest. You gotta vote.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm a voting for the Democratic Party, man. You know, I'm gonna vote for Obama. I want to see Ford more. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. You know, I mean, can you tell us why you voting for Obama? Like, you know, against, you know, as opposed to voting for Mitt Romney.
Well, I mean, honestly, man, looking past the fact that he's black, you know, and looking past the fact that, you know, because, I mean, that's going to be number one on, I think, any African-American's list, you know what I'm saying? But just passing the fact of all that, what he speaks about, you know, he speaks about a future that nobody's really talking about. Everybody's trying to deal with the present war and nuclear arms and all this other type of stuff, but he's trying to, like, invest in the future, even something for my kids to be able to survive off of 20, 30 years from now. And I respect a president, any president who can get in office and make plans for 20 years. You know, look at his kids and see that they're going to need something different, you know, investments in different things. You know, I think with the type of mind he has, I mean, I don't know, man. Sometimes I think when he's speaking, he be seeing, like, operation or building plants or car plants or building flying cars and shit, because the way he talks is, like, it's futuristic. I mean, he wants to invest in things that's going to get it to a point to where America was and always has been in history, which is first. And we losing that race, and unless, you know, the future's coming, and motherfuckers is smart as hell and getting all types of shit all the time. So he's like, just get back on that, you know, on the future. We have this futuristic outlook. You could be anything. You could do anything. And it's like, a lot of us lost that because the money ain't right. Money ain't right in the economy. But all right, you've shown is money, what money buying. So if all that, if you're seeing that, you can't see that at home. If you turn on TV and you see shit that you don't see at home, it's difficult to deal with that on a daily basis because you want what you see, but you don't have that. So it puts a dent in your morale on wanting to get up and go look for a job and do these certain things when ain't nobody, everybody complaining about work. He's got plans. That's why I'm voting for him, you know, personally.
Man, you did. I mean, I see it sound like you did the research, man. You up on everything, man. That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? I try to encourage everybody, you know, do the research, man.
Yeah, I watch them debates, man. You got to watch them things, man, closely, too. You can't lead the world, man. They just don't lead one country. You know, the presidency of the United States is a hot seat. You in charge of many nations when you sit in that seat. It's not like a lot of people look at him like, oh, you know, what are you going to do for black people? What are you going to do for Americans? But he's got to figure out what he's going to do for Israel and Palestine. He's got to figure out what he's going to do about Libya and the motherfuckers who just bombed us and killed 4 Americans. You know, he's got to figure out what he's got to do about a lot of things here and abroad. So for him to still have his mind on what we need to be doing here in America, I mean, why not vote for the man? You know what I'm saying? You got this other guy talking about, you know, he knows how to build a country. He knows he turned a small business into a big business. You know, he has the skills to build a country just because he built a business. But, you know, you're a governor, that's cool, but Massachusetts. I mean, what's going down in Massachusetts? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got other places in the country that really, really need the affection, you know what I'm saying, and education and all this, and not $2 trillion given to the military, and they didn't even ask for it. He wants to give $2 trillion to the U.S. military, and they don't want it. They never asked for it. you know. Mm. But it's a lot of, once you know the background, and it's like okay, it's an easy choice, but it's still like, what is he gonna do? You know, is what he's saying, is Obama what he's saying, what he gonna do? Is he gonna prove the fat meat is greasy? Because he's helped, but it's still a long road. If any man think he can get this country right at this state in 8 years is a fool. It's gonna take the next 50 to really get it right. Mm. But that's what he's trying to plan for, the kids. And that's why I'm fucking with it, because that's what I'm about.
Right. Man, that's what's up, man. I mean, I hear you. I appreciate you calling in. You know, we miss you around the debate time, man. We needed you when we had the debate, man. That's real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? But you Jay the realest, so I know it's real. It go without saying, man. You know what I mean? I know your Twitter and everything, but, you know, let everybody know, like, where you can be reached at, man. You know, how they can find your music. You know, Jay the Realest.
Yeah, man, Jay Real the Realest, man, at Twitter, Facebook, or you could just Google that. You know, we got various projects on SoundCloud and Click and DatPip and all over the place. You know what I'm saying? 40, 50 different sites. So you can just go ahead and Google Jay Real the Realest. Follow me on Twitter. You know, and just keep hip hop in your heart, and turn off the TV and pick up a book. You know.
Yeah, real talk, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Just hold on the line. We gonna get into round two of this debate, man. We gonna get back into it. Yeah, that's what everybody. That's the $1 million question right there. That's what the whole heart of this debate and the whole heart of this presidential election is. You know, where's our job going? You know, where's the money coming from? Where's the money? You know,
yeah, we talking about
money
out here,
now.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Out
it's
here,
serious
you know,
out
a
here.
A lot
now.
Of
artists out there that's hurting. You know what I mean? If you hurting and you ain't, you know, I'm talking to the artists. Shout
right
out
now.
To my man, Tony Lyric. You know what I'm saying? I see you on the phone line, man. Shout out to Diva Ebony B. Let's go to Diva Ebony B real quick. Where you at?
I'm right here, man. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. The Steppy Game of Saturdays, listening to this presidential debate that we did about 2 weeks ago. Big shout out to Steve Kingman. Big shout out to Lawrence King for tuning in and breaking it down for us. And if you guys are not registered to vote, please, I don't even know if it's too late to get registered right now. But go to www.canivote.com.org, excuse me, and check it out. Big shout out to Jay Real the Realist calling in to the show. But I was listening to the part when we were talking about abortions, and I like what LK was saying about coming up with contraceptions, talking to our young kings and queens about their bodies. And what Steve was saying is, if we can scientifically prove that contraception starts, you know, before the baby is born, there is no science to God creation. I thought about it. There's no science to God's creation. This is not a scientific thing how we got here. So I really think abortion should be a choice of the woman, because there's so many different cases that women can have an abortion. But I think that we should more focus on more like adoption or health services, or, you know, a temporarily fairly for the time being. But abortions are very dangerous, and we can die on those tables. Not only can we die getting abortions, but there's a slight chance that we can die giving birth. So,
yeah.
I just thought about that.
It's serious. I mean, you know, because, I mean, I put my story out there. You know, I had one. You know what I mean? At the time, you know, I was a little snot. I was a little knucklehead. You know, I knocked up a girl, you know. I had one, you know, and it really doesn't hit you, you know, how life-altering that is, you know. Like, you got a life, and you just, you know, you just get rid of it, you know. It's like a murder, you know what I mean? It's like a murder in a vacuum, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's life-altering. It really changes your life, at least even for me. The person having it, the guy that's having it, not just the female, but the guy, you know, it changes my life. I would like to say God, like, looked out for me because I'm doing a lot better. But, you know, same time, like, you know, I think about that, like, all the time, you know. What would life be like if I had done that, you know, if I hadn't have gone through with that, I should say. You know what I mean?
I think about this on the other side. as a woman's side, because I had a miscarriage, and then after that, I had an abortion. But
wow.
I wasn't into later on, yeah, because I had got pregnant with my son, then like 4 or 5 months later, I got pregnant again with Makai, I mean with another baby, and I was ready and able to have that baby, but Makai ended up playing on the top of the couch and jumping in my stomach, and I had a miscarriage. And it's kind of like the same process of when you have a miscarriage, they still got to suck the baby out with a vacuum cleaner. But then after that, you know, maybe like 2 or 3 years later, I got pregnant again. You know, basically, you know, the guy that I was with, we was just dating, but he had set me up. I've never heard of a man putting holes in the condoms, but it happened to me. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And I was like,
when
I went to tell him about the situation that I was
right
in.
I
never heard of
about
like
that guy.
Yeah. But when I told him about it, he was like, well, why would you want to do that? And such and such and such. I'm like, this was a setup. This is me and you are not together. We're not in a relationship. You know, I'm not going to do it. But I think about it now. Wow. 9 years later.
Yeah.
9 years later, I would have a 9-year-old. And do I feel bad about it? I don't feel bad because at that time I wasn't educated. I was a young girl. And I didn't know what I know now, but I will push more of adoption or having a temporary family for the baby until the mother can get on his feet rather than abortion, because it's so dangerous. It's just dangerous to the mother, dangerous to the father, and also dangerous to the baby. We need to keep our babies in this world. We're not China. We don't put a cap on how many kids a woman can have. I don't even know how China can do that. That's crazy.
I don't get it, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand it, but, you know, hey, that's them, we're us, you know what I mean? But while we talking, let's get back into this debate. Let's see where we at.
Unemployment rate now is below 8%.
Are we talking unemployment? We talking about that unemployment rate.
So I'm just trying to remember where we started from to where we're at right now. And President Obama has also did this with Republicans trying to basically block everything that he's been trying to do to make the economy better. So just imagine if the Republicans would have worked with him, the economy would be even better. But when he came into office, the first thing that they said was, we're going to do everything in our power to make him a one-term president. And if that means making the economy bad and not voting for some of the measures that he's proposing to make the economy better, then we're going to do that. So you got to ask yourself, who really wants to make the economy better? The Democrats or the Republicans?
That's a good statement right there. That's powerful right there. Steve, you got anything to add? I'm going to give you a chance to rebuttal.
Yeah. We've heard this not only from President Obama, but Vice President Biden. We walk into the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Okay,
but it's true,
no,
right,
no.
Steve? Hey, whoa, let Steve talk. Let Steve go.
Is it true?
What we find here is a total lack of responsibility on the part of the President, Vice President, to say, hey, look, I failed in leadership. I failed in taking the country where it needed to be, okay? When President Obama took office in January 2009, we had a national debt of just over $10 trillion. Right now, it's at $16 trillion and climbing day by day, second by second. The other point is, better than what? President Obama is doing better than what? What are we comparing this to? Okay. We've had a record 43 straight months of unemployment at over 8%. The highest, like I said, being October, November, December of 2009. This president has not done enough. And also, we had President Obama in his first 2 years in office. He had a majority in the Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. He could have passed whatever legislation he needed to pass, but yet all we have from the Obama administration and Obama supporters are excuses, one right after another. And I'm sorry, but America deserves better than excuses.
Gotcha.
Well, let me just say,
go ahead, brother.
Excuses. These are facts. But let me just say that since Obama has been in office, the Republicans have blocked more bill proposals than any other president in history. I mean, that should tell you something right there. And some of these proposals are proposals that President Obama set forward for job creation to get people back to work. And the Republicans blocked it. And it's crazy because it's sort of like they gave President Obama the keys to a beat-up, ran-down, wheels falling off it, hoopty that's not running. He took the hoopty, gave it a new paint job, got it running, put some rims on it, got it moving again. Now all of a sudden they want it back. See what I'm saying? It's crazy because things are getting better right now. Despite what Mr. Romney and the Republicans said, things are getting better. It's not getting better as quickly as we would like it, but it's getting better, and we're moving forward in the right direction. And I just fear that if President Obama loses, then Mitt Romney just going to come into office and just ride this wave that President Obama started and take credit for all the things that he put forth and got to get this economy back up and working again.
Good point. That's an interesting point. Y'all both make some interesting points. I'm feeling y'all the big style. So, I mean, what's up? Is things getting better? Are they the worst? What is it? I mean, I don't even know. Like, what's going on? Things is better, worse. I mean, LK got the visuals, got the, you know, everything. Diva, what's up? I mean, what you think, you know? LK got the visuals, but Steve got the slick, you know, the Jerry Curl slick, Al Sharpton politics going on. You know, he's talking his way around. He talking his way out of cardboard box or something. Like, he got it going on over there. So, you know, what you think?
Oh, man. I just hear
that beat
it,
up
like,
hoopty, you know what I'm saying? That beat up old hoopty, rented. Oh, rented Buick,
yeah.
And they want it back. I mean,
and they want it back,
was,
and I.
That was cool. That
so
was cool.
Cool.
Everything in their power to say, you know, even Obama, look at his birth certificate.
Yeah, we good. For those of y'all that's, what's up, my man Tony Lyric. I mean, I see you on the line, man. We playing this debate though for everybody who's just now tuning in. We playing this debate. Call us up, 347-850-1521. Press that one button. Let me know who you voting for, man. The time is near. We coming up on that presidential debate. So let me know who you actually gonna put down your vote for on your ballot for president of the United States, who's running your country for the next 4 years. This is gonna be Mittens Romney or Barack Obama. The man with the plan. That's what I like to call him, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Diesel at I Hate Diesel. You know what I mean? We was out Malcolm X Park, aka Meridian Park, out Adams Morgan earlier today. We was shooting, you know, some video footage for the next video, you know, for him. And he had some stuff. He kinda jumped in with the, you know, 47% thing, you know, he kinda had told Mitt Romney a new one, you know, talking about the 47% thing and, you know, everything. So, I mean, how do y'all feel about that? You know, he pretty much just said, like, I ain't got no love, you know, this is Mitt Romney who's saying this. I ain't got no love for those who, you know, out here, you know, that need help, that need assistance. You need help, I ain't got no love for you, you know what I mean? If you, you know, want funding for you to go to school, go ask your parents for it. That's what he said, you know what I mean? And you know, how do y'all feel about that, man? Like, because I know how that makes me feel, you know. I'm not, you know, the richest man in the world, you know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't no $250,000 a year. So, you know, I guess I'm dead broke, you know, according to Mittens. But, you know, call us up. Let me know how you feel about that. You know, it's Space Age J, a.k.a. J Biggs. I'm hosting right now. My girl Diva Ebony B. Got her on the joint, man. We talking about this debate. Let's get into, I think we got Monica on the line.
I want to go back and just say one thing.
Yeah, I think this is where Steve was in there just getting chewed out.
Election. Not, you know, I'm an African-American. I support both African Americans who are conservatives and Democrats. The place in which we live, Prince George's County, has an amazing county executive. He's a Democrat, but he's fiscally responsible. He's somebody that's capable of doing something and not just saying it, but also carrying it out. What I also want to say is that Mitt Romney, okay, he tackled a deficit in the debt crisis in Massachusetts from 2003 to 2007. Okay,
mm-hmm.
If he did it in Massachusetts, he can do it the national level. But again, I think that you can excuse President Obama's lack of leadership, but that doesn't do away with what he's failed to do.
And I said something about the debt too.
That's interesting. That's an interesting point. Let's
Steven,
can we get to that? Can we get to the callers? Let's see what the callers got to say. Let's give.
Hey, can I chime in on the debt?
I'm sorry.
Can I chime in on this debt talk?
Oh, we'll save it. We won't save it for the next round. We won't.
Oh
get
man, I'm gonna forget about that time.
Just write it down.
We need to
get
right
down.
Let's get to this call real quick. 734-686. You're not live on Steffi Game on Saturdays. Diva Ebony B. And Jay Biggs is live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
In, this is a tape show. This is a tape. Of our debate from 2 weeks ago, our presidential debate involving Steve Kingman representing the Republicans and my man LK from Sunset Terrace representing the Democrats. This is my girl Monica. I was messing with her real quick. Like her comments was real on point. Listen to this.
Okay. Bush hemorrhaged between 2000, might as well say 6, and 2008, somewhere in the area of about 300,000 jobs. Okay, I don't make excuses for President Obama, but when he came in, he inherited a job mess. The only reason that the unemployment rate has went down a bit, and I say a bit because now it's 7.8%, is partially to do with the 2009 stimulus. The stimulus basically allowed for some job training programs, and it also extended unemployment.
What up? Shout out to Tony Lurk in the queue. Shout out 862. I'm going to get to y'all in a second. I want to let Monica the pre-recording of the debate, I want to let Monica play because her points was on point, you feel me?
Inside of their lives. To say that President Obama has not done nothing to turn around the unemployment situation when you have Mitt Romney, basically, that has took jobs out of this country because he has took money over to the Cayman Islands. He has closed down factories. In fact, there's one closing in Wisconsin right now that's owned by Maine Capital, who he has investments in, and has shipped those jobs over to China, and he's going to be the job creator for our country? I don't get it.
Thank you, Monica. We appreciate you calling in and giving your feedback. So we're going to keep your line
deep.
Open. Just stay here.
That was deep. All right, 862, we talking. We're going to go to 862. What's up, 862?
What's good with you, Jay? Diva Mary Kate is your boy, Jersey Hot New Orleans Money Man. I got my sights on.
My man, what's good? What's going on, Meek? What's up, man? Good, man, I wanted to, let me extend my gratitude, you know what I mean, for you coming in hosting last week, man. That thing was marvelous, man. I heard the show, the thing was popping, man. I'm glad, you know, you could come in and do your thing, boy.
Hey, man, thanks, man. You know, I definitely had to hold this up for us fellas for the first mo. We definitely had to give it that love. You know, she gave us the way to get out there. So, you know, we definitely had to hold up. And, you know, we grinding, man. It's a grind. Well.
Yeah, I got Diva on the line, too. Diva, what's going on? Where you at?
You already know I am here listening to this debate, having me a margarita. Money Meek, what's going on? I got my... Baby.
Baby.
Big shout out. Baby. out to Tony Leary's live band. He definitely, I'm just listening. I'm following Jay Biggs tonight, man. I really enjoy listening to the show for the third time, and I'm learning new every time I listen to it.
That's what's up, man. You gotta save some of that margarita juice, you know. I'm trying to get my drink on when this show over, you feel me?
Hey, Diva Ebony B is the margarita mommy. I'm gonna take a picture of this and post it on Facebook. This is a cocktail shaker that looks like a graffiti can. Big shout out to Fuego in the mall, www.shopfuego.com. I got a cocktail shaker that looked like a spray can. How hip hop is that?
Wow,
I'm
trying to get that. Shout out to my man.
A big shout out to Dev Shepherd. We definitely see you in the chat room. Sipping and tripping, that's right. Oh, man. But this debate is what's up. I want to get everybody's feedback, and I'm just going to sit back and listen in and lick this part and sip this margarita one more time for y'all. Obama, baby. Two times.
All right, my man, Money Meek, what's going on? Let me get you, yeah, just let everybody know what you do, you know, what you doing and how you do it with, you know, Twitter and everything, you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to find you on Twitter. I'm struggling, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Hey, Big, all you got to do is Money Meek 121. Oh, that's Money Meek. Yeah, Money Meek, money, and then the word Meek. You know, two of the things of the best world, man, money and furs. I know I like both, Big.
Yeah, I feel you, money and minks. You gotta stay warm in the winter, man. And it, well, all year round, you feel me?
Yeah.
Money Mink 121.
Yeah. You could definitely look out for that Stepping on Money mixtape. Definitely coming. It's been a long time waiting. You know, that'll be on Django.com. Want to pre-order? You know, it'll be on from Django to it's about 85 store drop on that. So you know, Caucasian gonna take care of that, man. And you know, we just grind. I'm happy to be here, man. You know, word, man.
I feel you, man. I mean, you know, I want to, you know, like I said, extend my gratitude, man. You know, keep doing your thing, man. It's a grind out here. We going to try, you know, see if I could, you know, I see you be on there every week, man. You was a faithful dude, you know, a loyal dude, man. So, you know, I respect that. Keep your grind up, man.
Yeah, we definitely got to get that love, you know what I mean, first and foremost. You know, Diva is from Jersey, so, you know, she ain't got no support. You know, we is Pop Nine right now. We got the town. You know, we just trying to come and show that love, man. You know, my thing is love and honor over here, man. You know, it is AOF, all our family entertainment, and that's what we generate off, man. Well, once we make that connect, you know, we try to keep that connect strong and just keep it moving for this slice, man. Y'all ready?
Yeah, for sure. Everybody that's listening, I want everybody... go follow my man right now, Money Mink. That boy is on the come up, doing his thing, man. He doing his thing. I respect that, man. Appreciate you calling. Well, I ain't even got to say it. You pretty much live here, man. You be in this joint all the time, man. You live here, so it's all love, man. Shout out to
yep.
Money Mink.
Definitely got to give us.
Ooh.
Pyro, definitely got to give a shout out to Jay Biggs before you go. My boy Cannon Pyro, HME Radio, man, out of Vegas, man. Work.
I feel you, man. We was just on that. We was just talking about that the other day, me and my man Tony Lurk. Let me go to my man Tony Lurk real quick, man. He was on that thing, man. Tony Lurk, what's good? You in the building?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's popping with you, man? HME Radio, man. I mean, I think, you know, we was just talking about that the other day. You was talking about, you know, we got this song out there, right? Don't we?
Yeah, Make You Rain, featuring me and Jay Biggs, you know?
Yeah, Make You Rain. I think that thing is setting the world on fire last time I checked, man. Saying it's hurting people out here.
It's running pretty strong right now. I mean, it don't show no signs of slowing down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tell everybody where they can get that at, you know, follow, you know, what's your Twitter and all that, Facebook, whatever, you know.
The Twitter is at TonyLyricsVSR. Facebook is Tony Lyrics. Also, you can get it at soundcloud.com/TonyLyrics.
For sure, man, for sure. What you think, man? Who you voting for, man? What's good, man?
Oh, that's the easy one. I'm going all the way.
I can dig it.
You know, I hear a lot of people putting them down, and it's like, for real. I mean, you got to look at what this man coming into. George Bush. Bush, this idiot. I mean, that's what he was. He's an idiot. He, look what he... You got Obama walking into all this, and you like, okay, well, he didn't live up to what he said. Come on, man. Look at what he got to deal with. I feel like he made good progress while he was there. And I feel like if you give him another four, he's going to do good and it's going to be more jobs. I think, if we want to see change, we got to go with the Obama plan, man. Because
I feel you because, I mean, like, you know, at least from what I'm seeing, you know, it kind of hurt me, you know, when I seen the commercial and it was like Mitt said, you know, he only can't like his, and then it wasn't just like, oh, like usually they do the commercial, right? And then they say like, they have some generic person voice you never heard of before, and it's like Obama said this, and Mitt said, Mitt actually is Mitten's voice, and he says 47% of the Americans is dependent on the government, and those are the people I already know ain't going to vote. It was his actual voice that said that. That's what hit me. I was like, something got to be seriously off with you, bro. I mean, like, you know, like, I don't know. That was just me. You know what I mean? Or even like, later on in the clip, he was like, you know, if you... You know, why go ask your parents for money to go to school. Like, go to college, ask your parents for money. I was like, dude, do you know who I am? You know what I mean? Like, that just hurt me, bro. That hurt me.
I mean, this dude lied about everything. He lied about his tax plan, his tax cut. He tried to say he didn't say he was going to, you know, like, raise the taxes on middle class or, like, or cut the highest. Like, he lied about so much stuff that during the debate, you can tell that when Obama called him out on it, he kind of had to, you know, that face. Like, yeah, what can I say? Like, he got caught. He had that stupid look on his face because I think he lies about everything that he says out of his mouth. I mean, Bush, in my opinion.
I don't think he that bad. He ain't stupid.
I'm talking about lying-wise, though.
I do want to cut in and say something about Mitt Romney's wife. Do you want to say something about Mitt Romney, right? She was on The View, and they was asking a couple of questions. But one thing she did say is, luckily I'm not running for president because I don't have to give my opinion on that, or my personal opinion. So basically is, well, guess what, bitch? I'm not running for president, so I ain't got to answer none of those questions because Whoopi was coming at her talking about, you know, how could you confront the women that their or their families or their wives that their husbands and sons has went over to the war and died, and your child, none of your kids never went off to the service. And the reason why they didn't go off to the service because they were on missions. And if you know anything about Mormons, which I don't know a whole bunch, but if you're on a mission and it's a spiritual thing, you should not be forced to go off to war. So I can definitely understand that, but I don't have anything against the lady. It's just the attitude to say, I don't feel like I have to answer this. What do you mean? You trying to be the first lady. You got to answer. And that's my word. You can't say that you don't feel like you don't have to answer. You are trying to be the first lady, so it's some things that you're going to have to answer to. But as far as what Mitt Romney saying, ask your parents for money, then you need to know who our parents are, you know, where they came from. And if they even have money. And if you're going to say that, and if you don't know this, then what plans or what funding or what educational things are you putting in place to teach these parents that don't know nothing about filling out a college application for their child, let alone financial aid? Seriously.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. And I do feel like Obama with America just got him, you know, kind of like a jacked up baby mama. And he's trying to, like, get her back. I feel like the economy and getting the world back to order. He got one of them wild baby mamas, and now he got to show her what it really means to unite, to communicate, to build, you know, starting with quality things in life. So, you know, that was just my feedback on that situation, Stacey, right there.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't really catch that. I mean, honestly, I caught the Ryan and Biden debate, you know what I mean? But I didn't really catch the Obama and Romney debate, you know what I mean? But I heard that thing was serious. Like, you know, Mitt got a little aggressive with Obama, and he kind of got, I guess Obama was pulling his card out there, you know, and he got a little aggressive. I mean, I don't know. I think they the type, you know, I can just picture him being the type of person that, like, if they hold some flames to his feet, you know, he going to crumble and burn and whatnot. You know, Obama's got a lot to deal with being the first black president. So I just feel like, you know, he's really just got a lot going on. And for him to have been as cool and composed as he was, you know, why not give him another term? I don't know. You know,
and what would happen if
opinion.
The Democrats and the party and the people, what the last four terms Obama just had, and he has been struggling because there was haters and they didn't want to support him. They basically said that we're going to do everything to make you a one-term president. Now, when he gets his second term, let's see if the Republicans and those who are going against Obama would change their mind and become supporters and open up their mind and see what happens, maybe we can get somewhere. I do agree with Jay Rillers when he said, you a fool if you think you want to change your role in 8 years. You can make a big impact, but, you know, let's see what happens if you do support him and if you do work with him to be able to better this economy. It's not that there's not a lot of jobs out here. It's not enough business owners. Ownership
right.
is power. Ownership is power. And all my people, black people, Latino, Spanish, Asians, hear this right now. Learn that ownership is power. Is the power when you're dealing with political America. Only when you own shit that they respect you. Word up.
That's real right there. Let's get back to this debate. Let's see where we at right now. Let's get back into it.
Tell me they're going to go bankrupt in, like, the next 3 years. And I know that that's a lie because their business operations.
Oh, yeah, Monica was
totally
getting in.
Totally restructured from the way
in.
That they
Shout
were
out to my girl, Monica.
I was just going to, like, die on the phone. So I'm sorry I scared you.
Sound like you did almost die. Just like, almost jumped out my chair. I was a little worried. You know, I thought I was going to run rescue somebody. Oh, man. That was crazy. Oh, man. All right, Nat and Steve and LK done talked all the way through the debate, through the break in the debate. You know, let's get to some, we got some more callers on the line, Diva.
No, we got callers on the line, but nobody put their hand up. They ain't as bold as Monica.
Come on.
Shout out
626. I see you,
man.
Say something.
I
see you. Know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime listening to the presidential debate right now.
Yeah.
You know, and
we don't have debates like
this. We did this like 2 weeks ago between me, my man Steve Kingman, and LK, and I played the moderator. Matter of fact, let's go to 626. What's good? Holla at your boy. It's Space Age J. Hello? 626? 626?
Hey, what's
818? What's going on?
Shoot, not much, man. I got the message. I was calling in. You know, I like what y'all doing. And, you know, I was reading. It said, what would I do to change the world? You feel me? So I want to call in and tell y'all about it.
Yeah, what's going on? Well, who are we speaking with first? What's your name? Where you from?
Yeah, my name. Thanks, man. Thanks for asking me. Like I said, I appreciate the show, man. Y'all doing big things, and appreciate what you're doing. My name is Big Brook. I'm calling in from Pasadena. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking down this right now.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Man, we got to salute you real quick, man. I'm Space Age J. I'm J Biggs. I'm the host of this thing here with the, of course, my... I can't even think of a word to talk about how much respect I got Diva Ebony B. And you know, what would you do to change the world? Let me you know, what's good? Let me talk to me. What's up?
Man, check this out. I work at the airport, right? I work at LAX. So I go to
LAX,
McDonald's.
Man.
Yeah, LAX. I'm at McDonald's. They don't never give me nothing for free. I got to shake them down. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I used to get my free McDonald's back in the 90s, but now I don't. But look, Pete, this word get cold. The small little business right next door, they know me. They give me free coffee every day, and they right next door. So what I think every big business should have to do is kick back. You got to kick back heavy because they got the cheese, they got the money. How come the small business could give me the free coffee? You don't think McDonald's could do that? Man, got me fired up, man.
You know what it is, man? I think... I think a lot of it has to do with that small business trying to get that clientele, you know, trying to get you, you know, to come by, you know, come by, come by, come by. See, McDonald's, I think it's, I read about it actually in a book, you know what I mean? I read about it. It's a thing where, like, when your business gets so big, you kind of lose sight of, like, I need to take care of the people that made me big, because you're so concerned with, like, I got to make a dollar and I got to feed these mouths and these people that work for me and keep make sure that they stay happy. So I'm not even focused on the little people anymore. I'm focused on, like, lining my pockets still, but at the same time, I got to keep the people that's lining my pockets happy. So it's kind of like one of those, you know, kind of like a I want to say it's more of an economistic kind of thing. You know, where we just, when once we get to a certain point, we just, you know, lose sight of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's serious, man. And I know, like, working there, I mean, I ain't never flown into LAX yet. I'm working on it. But, yeah, that's one of the places I really got to fly out to LA. But, yeah, I know how you feel, brother. I mean, because, like, you know, it was like that for me, you know, when I was, you know, coming up, you know, and I think I was working a dish, you know what I mean? No, matter of fact, I'll even give you a better example. When I was working in FedEx, man, I mean, you know, you work and you scrape and you grinding and whatnot, and you're tired and you're lifting boxes and everything, and it's real serious. And you know, every single day, my man, you know, that drove, you know, shout out to my, I forget, I think his name was, what was his name? I just knew his last name, Sanchez. Shout out to my man, Sanchez. He would bring me, like, a Egg McMuffin, like, every Friday, you know, just like to say, you know, I appreciate you. And I think if we do little stuff like that, you know, it really keep that person, you know, invested in you and make you feel important. That little person being important, that's a long way.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. The other business, they give that to me, and I feel like we all need to spread a little bit of love like that. You know what I'm saying? If you could give and you really got it and you could give, go ahead and give it to somebody, and I guarantee you on me it's going to come back to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, you feel me? Like, I put that on me. I should have come back to you. Just go out and do something for somebody. Positive, give them if it's some change or some words of wisdom, even if they just want to talk right quick, you know what I'm saying? Let them get something off their chest. Make sure you do that for them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel you, bro. You know, I definitely feel where you at, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. Let me let everybody know, you know, where you at, how you doing, where they can find you at, Facebook, everything like that.
Okay, yeah, man. I'm Big Brooks, you know, I do the radio, you know, for the Dina Dons Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host of that. I got the website going. It's dinadons.com. Be sure to check me out on there. You know what I'm saying? And that's about it, man. I'm calling in from Pasadena, California, you know, about 20 minutes, actually less than that, about 12 minutes away from L.A. And, shit, man, I'm stout shit, man. Just appreciate you letting me call in. I needed that. I get the messages all the time. Y'all keep doing it, man, real big.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm just trying, you know, enlighten our community, man. Just build our community up, man. They want us to be tearing each other down. I'm trying to do the opposite, you know. And see them, they out there.
They out there, man.
I appreciate you calling, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's, Eva, you still here, man?
I'm still here. But big shout out for you calling in. We definitely going to check out the show, and I'm going to follow the show. But, you know, that was powerful, you know, you calling in and expressing that. And that's what we need, you know, right now in our economy, for people to start sharing with one another. That's why I made the statement, if I could change the world, I would take away money. I would take away money and go back to the barter system where people use their skills and they use their talents to get what they want to help one another. And, of course, it has to bring people to unite, and then people will have to want to learn more and earn more. You know, you're going to have to start going back to school, getting a trade, because you have to use your talent now to survive or to live. Because once, and then we will have more trees, and then we can plant more gardens. We can eat a lot more healthier. And I think garden is a really great way to spend time with your family. It doesn't matter if it's your girl, your man, your kids, your husband, your wife, your family. That's something that a family could do together to be able to stay bonded and connected. And also, you grow your own fruit. You ain't got to go to the grocery store. Keep money in your pocket.
That's real right there. I ain't gonna lie, we got a farm like right down the street. I be out there picking, you know what I'm saying? They got everything, broccoli and collard greens and peas and all types of stuff. I be picking, you know. Hey, my name is Space AJ, and I'm not ashamed to say I go to the farm, pick my vegetables. For one, I want my children to eat organic, healthy food, man. I don't want that, you know, processed anything. You know, I be in the kitchen blending all the food up. So my son's 7 months, he eating good as I don't know what he eat better than I do. You know what I mean? But he eating good, but I'm blending all his food up for him. You know, I pick it and I blend it up, cook it up, blend it up for him so he can eat that. Plus he eat what's on my plate, and you know I'm eating healthy, so. But yeah, I definitely feel you on the farming tip. You know, I think we need to get out of this fast food mentality, to be honest. You know, putting that fast food, putting that money in the fast food, you know, and all these, you know, we don't know where that food coming from, man. Cloned beef and, I mean, we don't know where that's coming from. Cloned chicken and, I mean, we need to get healthy. We need to get healthy. We need to get educated. Build our community back up.
And that's what we're doing now. That's one thing a lot of us out here are saying it. You know, we need to do this, and, you know, we already doing it. Let's start speaking us into existence that we already doing it, because it's really a small few that really is negative and really hating and really being real live new niggas. There's a lot of black people in this generation now that has taken it upon themselves to get educated, get focused, get their mom right, get their business right, raise their kids. And a big shout out to Young AJ, who did that song with Trick Daddy called On My Job. Y'all definitely got to go and get that one. That was a motivational song. There's so many artists that I work with right now. Space AJ, Jay Biggs is another one. Money Meek is another one. Tony Lyric is another one that is being more conscious about what they're saying in their music. Obama did make this mistake. Thank you, Diva. Pull it together. Pull it together, Diva. Obama did make the statement of saying, I love the culture of hip-hop. He said, but I just don't agree with some of the lyrical content. He kept it real. He said, I like the creativeness, the art, the people, but some of the lyrical content I don't agree with. And I feel the same way, too. And if I was president, go ahead.
Yeah, get the royalty. There was a couple of them.
That's
yeah.
AJ. I mean, that's
nah,
Money Meek.
Money Meek over there, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
What's up? We got Tony Lyric on the line. Tony Lyric, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? You want to chime in, man? Because, you know, you making some good. I see you making some good music over here, man.
Thanks. Like, you know. Hey, it's all about bringing back, you know, where it stems from, you know, the what music really is, and what music really is something you feel, it's something you're going through, it's something special, it's personal, it's something like special to you, and also it's stuff personal. It's not trash. It's not my girl look like a bag of money or.
That song is some trash, dog. It's Rick Ross. I mean, you know, I'm not going to throw Rick Ross in it, but that song is horrible, dog. Like, as soon as the song came on, I was like, I can't do this.
Rick Ross, what is it? Diva say it. If your song is black and you talk about
Rick Ross,
I don't care. I love the culture. I put the song on black.
I put the song out there. If you riding around bumping, and this for the ladies mostly, because y'all the ones that seem to like that. If you riding around bumping Rick Ross, Bag of Money, seriously, shoot yourself in the third eye, man, for real. Because that, shoot yourself in the third eye, man. Like, for real, you want want to get compared to a sack of money. That's what you feel like right now, man. That's the culture you living in. You want to get compared to a
sack of money.
Money
ain't got no love, yo. Nobody love. Money don't love nobody.
Money is everywhere and it's ambiguous. It feels nothing. You want to be compared to a sack of money. It comes and goes. You want to be compared to that, something that comes and goes and is not everlasting. Be my guest. Shoot yourself in your third eye and do it far away from me so I don't get no blood on my kicks. You feel me?
All right.
Now, I was about to say, and to these girls on here, that's like the ultimate compliment you can give them is just to say something like that. Like, they think, oh, my God, really? Like, they flattered by stuff like that, and it's crazy.
Man, I don't need to meet any of them. I need to be as far away from you. You can support my music, but I need to be as far away from you as possible. Matter of fact, I'll give you my music if you think that's where it's at, to be compared to a bag of money. I will donate music to you to help you turn your life around. That's how I
Amen.
Feel right now. That's how I feel right now. Real talk, serious business. I don't want no female out here to feel like somebody calling a man calling you a bad. It's men that I swear to beans, like I can't wrap my brain around it. Like finding just any kind of thing to say to a chick and you think that it's cool. Like your mother didn't raise you that way. Your father
right.
would roll over in his grave, or if he's out there and he don't know that you exist, he'd slap himself after he hears somebody call you a bag of money. Like, that's the ultimate
yeah.
disrespect. That's like calling Space AJ. That's like calling me, like, saying, run. That's like a female running up to me, Jay, you look like a bottle of Cristal. I don't want to get compared to no daggone stinking champagne. Don't do that to me.
Nah, she say, Jay, you look like a come up, baby. You like $1 million. You look like my new baby dad.
I don't need none of that.
Yeah. Well, we know that is a problem, so we always want to focus on a solution, and we definitely going to get back to this debate. But I want to get the feedback from Money Meek. What do you think about that? Like, for the Rick Ross and the women being called a bag of money and, you know, our females adapting to this, what would be your solution to change it if you feel like there's anything wrong with the song, you know? You can like it.
I'm love over here. You remember this is Jersey Hot New Artist Money Mink. Yeah.
So what do you think about that bag of money, man? The Rick Ross bag of money. Have you heard it? First of all, have you heard the song?
How can we collab, old man? I know you said you'll get with artists as long as they music shine, like Sean trying to put that connection together, man. Yeah.
Oh.
But Money Mink, why are you avoiding this question? Wait a minute. Money Mink, answer the question, nigga. Why are you avoiding it? What are you asking you? What would you do?
At gmail.com.
I take that as a no.
I ain't even mad at him. Money Mink, I'm not answering that question. Let's get back to the business. All right. Let's get back. I'm going to throw it back to you, Jay.
I mean, yeah. If Money Mink listens to Rick Ross' Bag of Money, he's still all right with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I still like Rick Ross. I respect Rick Ross's artistic craft, but I think he's setting the culture back. I can't even say, I can't even put a length of how far we getting set back with that, because there's too many women out here that's okay with that. You know,
it's actually a choice, too. It's a choice at the end of the day, you know. Some people are going to choose what they want to choose. And, you know, we just got to focus on the people that's trying to help the culture and get some grown-up hands on these women and these young men rather than going around being labeled as just a bag of money, you know. And when the money is gone, then what? How much do you love me when
that's
the money is gone? You know, love is, you can never buy love, you can never buy respect, you can never buy true support. That's why the 6,000 followers I got, I'm thankful for them, but I don't base my life on my followers or on, you know, my Twitter friends or my Facebook friends. I am appreciative for those who do business with me, who support me. It's more than just saying, Ev, I appreciate what you're doing.
you doing your thing, keep support me. You support me financially,
right.
If not through advertisement. That's what real support is, and that's what I do. I'll go and buy your single. I'll buy your album. I'll play your music. When your music gets played on Phenomenal Radio, and if you register you about your business, that's why the tweet states for those artists that are about their business following Diva Spot Radio, because we know that it takes more than just a spin and a shout out for you to be able to be the best artist that you can be. And that's real.
Right.
For sure. Hey, Tony Lyric, go ahead. You can talk about it, man. What's good, man? You like that bag of money drink, man? Go ahead. Don't lie, Neva. Don't lie, man. You be bumping that drink. I just seen you the other day. You was like, yeah, man, I'm feeling like a bag of money.
Actually, the only way, the reason I heard about it is because my girl was buying it, and I'm like, what is that? I'm like, and she's like, I'm like, okay, let me leave out the room for a second, because in the middle of me trying to write a song, I just felt like all the creativity got sucked away. She listened to that. I was like, I got to get out of here. But it was horrible, man. Like, I mean, your girl's like a bag of money, and like Ebony said, like once he's gone, then what? You know, I don't know if that's what he was saying. Like I love him for now, and then whenever I get tired, I'm done. You know, like money, some money don't last. But I don't know what he was talking about, but I just know like it was stupid.
Man, once he's gone, she gonna be a sack of pennies, man. Girl look like a bag of money. Once he's gone, she gonna be all like a 20 cent, 30 cent. Ain't gonna be nothing.
Yeah, I couldn't even make any type of single like that. I mean, no matter how much money somebody will offer me just to follow the trend or whatever, I couldn't do it. Because I mean, I love what I do too much to just say,
wow.
All right, I'm gonna sell my soul basically just to make some cash. I can't get down like that. I'd rather be like the bogus dude out there, as long as I'm making stuff that I like.
I feel you, man. Man, enough to talk about this daggone bag of money and all this and that. Honestly, man, I'm going to play some Rick Ross music I can get down with, man. This Three Kings joint featuring Jay-Z and Dr. Dre, man. Let's get to it real quick.
Yeah. Classic hip-hop shit. Dr. D-R-E. Rosé and Jay. Let's get em. We started out mopping floors, and now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah, and it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built a house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 stack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came stepping on a nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the G gang. Cause it was a crib. Said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On the mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas' dreams coming to fruition. Stumble, but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We still listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different.
only love it if her eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, memes on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I could park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking a place and you can't go with your VDM. Screaming coffee DM until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. I take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, something to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL80 bike. Loud motor, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through, rain. Had the grill in 88. Y'all niggas is bleak. You got all that, right? I love the shit like my own daughter. I spray these niggas, baby, just like daddy taught you. Young. It's just different.
My man Jay-Z killed that joint at the end. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, Step Your Game Up Saturdays. It's your boy, Space Age J Biggs, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Money Mink. Y'all follow him at Money Mink. 121. Sound just like how I spell it, just how it sound. You feel me? My man Tony Lyric, shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He in the building. Follow him on Twitter at Tony Lyrics, ESR, one word, you feel me? We was in talking about, Rick Ross and Bag of Money, but we gonna get off that, you know what I'm saying? We was talking about the, before that, we were playing the presidential debate, you know what I'm saying? We was playing our version of it. Shout out to my man Steve Kingman. Shout out to my man LK Lawrence King from my group Sunset Terrace. Let me get into some Sunset Terrace music in a little bit. We was playing a debate, and basically, you know, what we had was Steve was he was real slick, you know, with how he was talking about stuff, you know, and everything, and LK was on the line. I mean, he was there just, you know, visuals and whatnot, but you know, it was real. It was just really real, you know. And I mean, we going, you know, it was just crazy. I mean, got Monica calling in, you know what I mean? And she kind of lit into Steve a little bit, you know what I'm saying? My girl Diva Ebony B, you know, she went on a little rant, but you know, she had, I guess she found something that really meant something to her, and she you know, went off on something, you know. But that's how it be. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's following, you know, on Twitter, Diva Ebony B and Space Age J. You can follow me on there. Matter of fact, let me give it to y'all. At Space Age J is one word. You feel me? One word. Follow me on Facebook or like me on Facebook at facebook.com/JAYBIGGZ27. That's my Facebook fan page. Like that joint for me so I can proceed to, you know, show these industry cats how to do it on the indie circuit, you feel me? Let me go back to my man Money Meek. You still in the building, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk to him real quick. What's good, Money Meek? What's going on?
Hey man, I'm just in it back during this jury to chat next. Definitely filling the show tonight. Hey man, I got my on,
yeah. Got them sights on. Hey man, let me ask you something real quick, man. You know, You know what I mean? I noticed you say that a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want, you know, real quickly, you know, I want to ask you right now, like, where does that come from? You know, let me enlighten me a little bit. You know, where you get the sights thing from, man?
Hey, man, we definitely got our own slang over here, over in the AOF, all our family, fam. You know, bring back. You know, I'm holding them Big Macs. You know, that's extra cheese for y'all. I don't know. You know what I mean? Catch that single extra cheese coming real soon. Featuring the boy, Mr. Ovi. You know, regular artist. You know, it's coming real soon. We definitely cooking up that crack. Far as I got my song, baby, it's like, you know what I mean? If you're a hater, I can't see you. You know, talk about folks and we ready. Yeah.
That's real, yeah, yeah. I hear the boy say that a lot, man. I just want, you know, clean it up for everybody, get it all clear so everybody can know where it's coming from, you know, before we get into that Money Mink. That drop a body on him, that joint go a little hard, it's a little tough, you know, I want to get into that. But I just want to, you know, talk to the boy real quick, get it straight from the horse's mouth, you feel me?
And it's definitely a promotion on that single coming from Tune called Real Soon. Y'all can look out for it. That 50 phone, Joe, you hop me all this Money Mink. I got my phone, baby. And you make sure you go check that video out, youtube.com, Money Mink. I got my phone, baby, part two. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Y'all go follow that boy. That boy is going to be something serious, man.
I dropped that body, baby. Famous Loud to the Narcotic Series.
Come and get it, but I'm all
I'm
on my
prison. Yeah.
I propose to tell my lord, man, that it's like to fuck niggas, my lord.
Go!
y'all what it is, man. It's the kid, Jay Biggs. Beamed up 1000 with my girl, my sister, Diva Ebony B. And y'all are tuned in to Frontline Fridays, dropping nothing but that hot indie artist and music, you dig. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com, you feel me? Alright then, Space Age. For my love,
fingers, man.
Yeah,
we
man.
Miss y'all. One thing in the air. Look.
This is for my brother Brian. We used to call him B-Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He taught me how to flow off the top. Impromptu. It's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy Joe used to steal cars and try to get bank. Me and him and Robert ordered carry out and feel arms if Frank got shot one night leaving the party. It's for my brother Jesse that I lost back in 7th grade. He had a heart attack. They announced it on the PA. It's for my brother Joshua. It's for my brother Zach. We don't know who did it to you, but they gon' get it back. Man, it's for my brother Donnell. They found his father dead off in the crack house with the pipe by his leg. Yeah, it's for all my lost ones. This is y'all memorial. Don't let it marinate right before the chorus, so let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Shout out to my man HP that produced that for me. And right before that, we had Drop a Body on him by my man Money Mink. Follow that boy at Money Mink 121. You know, Money just like that. Mink just like that. 121. You know what I mean? Man, we covered a lot on this show, man, just now. We was talking about our little presidential debate that we had, you know, 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? I want to take this time here to plug, you know, next week's show. We're going to have a very special guest on. We're going to have my peoples, you know, my mentor, Sunset Terrace, is going to be in the building doing the interview. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be the one that's asking the question. I'm going to grill him. I'm going to grill him like some cheese steaks out of Philly, man. It's going to get real crazy in there, and I'm going to grill him to death. You know, but they gonna be in here doing the interview, and for anybody interested in doing the interview, you know, you can holler at me personally, email me at submissions2sugu@gmail.com. That's where we taking submissions at for requests for any songs you want to get played on here, and you want to get interviews. That's where we you know send it to there. That's where we doing it at. But yeah, next week, make sure y'all tune in, man. Sunset Terrace is definitely going to be, you know, in the building. It's going to get interesting. We're going to talk about this vote thing one more time for y'all. For y'all non-tuning in people, y'all slow people, we're going to get to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to my man Money Mink real quick. Money Mink, hey, what's going on? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, we definitely grinding. Glad you come back to me. Y'all definitely go on TrillKill.com. You know, that's Tuesday mixtape driver with Coast to Coast DJ Stash Millions. You definitely look for the joint. I got my sights on, baby. You know, Mayday Spins or whatever. So, you know, they want to throw the ball in the mix. So, you know, I'm very proud about that.
For sure, man. Hey, I just want real quick, you know, I want, you know, shout you out. I mean, that song is serious, to drop a body on them. You know, that's a serious little record right there. It's a lot going on in that record, man. So, I mean, just what was you thinking, like, when you came in and you did that, man? That was crazy.
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, it was back when the ball was doing its stretch, man. You know, I had the mind a little bit on some other shit, which we know we call it morphing over here at the A.
Yeah.
You know, I had came by, you know, reading a couple of them GQ magazines. And, you know, once I, you know, finished reading the magazine, I think I was reading another. It was a Cosmic magazine. And I had read it too. You know, I just had went back and just laid back, got the thoughts together. And, you know, Sights just came out, man. Well,
I can dig it, man. I can dig. That's real talk, man. That's some real stuff right there, man. I appreciate that, man. I mean, I was playing the joint. I was like, wow, this joint, it sounds even better, like, when I'm listening to it now. You know, I'm listening to it on my, I'm actually in the studio listening to it. So the speakers I got it playing on, it's like, wow, it's like right in my face, man. You know, it's beating me up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely been contained music. You know, the wave has been just, you know, pushed digitally. You know, you get your E3 emails, MP3 emails, or you just get your download. But, you know, once that thing get on wax, man, I mean, the balls, you know, we ain't playing, man. You know what I mean? It definitely got that dump. You know, that's what we consist on over from my producers. You know, if Money Mint can't fill the beat, then I can't rock. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm multi-tasked. They did, you know, I ain't put down no BS neither. You feel me? It's real over there, you know?
Man, I just want to say I appreciate the music, man. That joint is tough, man. That's some tough stuff, man. Let's go to my man, Tony Lurk. Tony Lurk, what's up, man? What's going on? Tony Lurk.
Yo, my bad.
Okay, what's good, man? What's going on, man? Yeah, you over there, man. You over there chilling. You chilling too hard, man. You about to miss your turn to talk. Man, before I just want to get to you, before I throw into this Make You Rain real quick, man, you know, I just want to, let's speak on the joint for a little bit, man. I mean, you know the song. I'm on the song, you know. I know what it is. So, you know, just what it is with that thing, man. Like, why, you know, what was you feeling like when you made it, you know, because it's, like, so hard to hear stuff like that nowadays, man. So I just, you know, just I want to know what's going on. Like, what's up with that?
When I first heard the beat, it was like, and I think you remember me saying this, I was like, oh yeah, this time we could definitely sink our teeth into and make a masterpiece out of it. And you know, that's what happened. And it's like, I don't know, it's just, I just like making good music, and I like making real music. So this song right here is something that everybody can dig and get into. You know, it has a little bit of everything in it for somebody. You got a little bit of, you know, old school R&B. You know, it got hip hop in it. And it's just something you can relax to. And I think it's something that's not, you know, disgracing women and tarnishing the way they are. I think it's just something real. It's real music. Is art, you know what I mean? We create art, you know, and that's what artists do. We create a masterpiece, and we did that. And the proof is in the pudding, as they say, because it's doing well.
For sure, man. I mean, you know, that's real right there. I mean, just, you know, I mean, I know, like, from being at, from my personal experience with the record, man, I just know that, you know, it's really hard, you know, to look and find that real, you know, I want to say R. Kelly and music soul child type of music, you know, where it's just, you know, it makes you feel some kind of way in your soul, you know, that's the type of R&B that's missing. Big shout out to my man Dope Ass Music over there in California, you know what I mean, he's doing this thing over there too, you know, and we got another record, matter of fact, I think, you know, he just sent me another record, you know, we going to definitely do our thing with that. But shout out to him. You know what I mean?
Can I just throw
out
something real fast, though?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to throw something real fast. People, you no longer have to settle for anything. You know, I know that's usually what it is. Like, now people making whatever, you don't have to settle. Because as long as me and Jay Biggs doing money, the whole doing music and the whole ESR world thing is going, you don't got to settle for anything anymore. We bring it back, what music really is. So just sit back, relax. And it's only the beginning, man. Make You Rain is only the beginning. We got more stuff coming, more good, real music, so you don't have to settle for just anything anymore. Bringing it back.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? That's real, man. You know, we run a little close real quick. We run a little close to the end of the show, man. Before we get into that, man, shout out to my man, Official AP. I'm going to get into a song off his mixtape. It's called Portrait of Life. The mixtape is Portrait of Life. The song is called Doubts. You know what I mean? I want everybody, you know, if you know, within the sound of my voice, check that out. You know what I mean? If you go on his SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/APMusic11. That's his SoundCloud, you know, and follow him on Twitter, @OfficialAP. Boy is doing something serious, and he's putting that positivity out there. So, you know, his song is called Doubts. You know, I want to get into that real quick. We on that Step Your Game Up Saturdays for everybody.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt. Say I can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind view. They used to say never give up, I say I'm trying to. Easier said than done, you said like I'm you. Lord, man, have faith, move a mountain, long as God's on your side, the enemies who you're doubting. Believe you can achieve what you dream, cause when you look back, it never was really as hard as it seemed. Who told you that you had to sell drugs to rap? Who told you that a college degree was just some paper on a plaque? But how you gonna do that when you think you're too dumb, or you're trying to do the things that everybody else does just to be accepted? Cause you're not good enough, but you're great enough. All you need is a little trust and some confidence. You the best you can be. Soon as you stop doubting, you'll see what I see. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt. Say I can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind view. They used to say never give up, I say I'm trying to. Easier said than done, you said like I'm you. Girl, you can do it all, intelligent and beautiful. Heaven sent angels so far from the usual. The men try to tell you that your place is in the kitchen, how you should be a housewife, but you ain't gotta listen. You would make a good wife, but Lord, man, in the first verse, all you gotta do is stay true and let your words work. You can be the next Maya Angelou, the next Oprah, the next Lisa Leslie, the next Roxy Rosa. Reach for your goals and surpass them, and any other females wanna hate, don't join them, just outclass them, and the boys gonna respect you even more, cause you ain't have to use sex to smoke. You ain't have no doubt. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
This is my life, and it can get crazy sometimes. They say there's no church in the wild, but I'm saved, and it feels good.
I'm just like you, we're one and the same. Oh yeah, we struggle, and I've been naive, which led me to battle a war. And people have tried to knock me down along the way, just like my deadbeat father. It's like the portrait of life, I can't doubt or I would never find the answer.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
A little something special for you, you know, show you how much I care for you. Yeah, I know, I ain't had to do that, but I wanted to. Hold up, let me get that. Hold on. Nah, don't move. Let me get a good look at you. Now turn around, let me see the rest of you. Now that's my favorite part.
Baby, it's your night. Treat you like my job, let me grind hard. I put in work plus overtime. Let me rub your feet inside your shoulders. Got scented oils and hot aromas and candles lit. I handle it. You ain't gotta raise a hand to demand for shh. Just close your lips. Matter of fact, just close your eyes. Where we going? It's no surprise. I just hope that we both survive. I ran you back through bubbly in it. Take your clothes off, get comfy in it. Stereo, we'll all be in it. Your body calling out, you want me in it, yeah. That's where we dripping wet. Got them clouds forming. Trail just to put my mouth on it. I kiss you head to toe, everywhere from breast below. Put your legs on my shoulders, promise I won't let you go. This ain't sex no more, baby, this is dissipation. That's why your body pouring from all that anticipation. For every raindrop, I see a rainbow. So that's real love, I don't need a raincoat. Easy.
Baby, the weather's gonna go. I'm feeling kinda horny. I know that you like it. You tell me how bad you want me, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain. Yeah, so I can make you rain. Yeah, rain. Letting up until tomorrow morning.
And we climax like snake kicks in high hats. Define that. I love making this IMAX. Your back blown, your spine crack. It rains so much, you got a flood warning. Forecast say it's love storming. Raining just like Washington. Before tonight, Southern California. I started out up under that. Round two, I hit it from the back. I put you up in front of that. Then grab your waist while you're thunderclapping my lightning strike. Doing it till the sunrise. Roll around, cuddled up, exhausted.
Baby, wanna go deeper than I've ever been. Baby, got me begging for your rain again. Oh, love on you, you put your love on me. Open up your skies and let the rain go free. Let it flood on me, I'll put this love on you. In the morning I'll be the grass, you'll be the dew. What you trying to do? Baby, the weather's kinda stormy, and I'm feeling kinda horny.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you like it. Yeah. Tell me how bad you want me, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain.
Oh,
yeah. So I can make you rain.
Rain.
And I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning.
Mommy, the candy man is here.
me, Mr. Good Boy. Sorry, say good Lord. Applehead, grape head, cherry head, diamonds. Ooh, those look orange. Dumb, dumb, a nerd. So what you think, my? If you a smarty, I get you a fistful of rain pop. Set up a hell of a ice breaker. And if she the right flavor, I throw her a ice saver. Your mama think it's happy, and I'm not a sugar daddy. But I ball with the money just to taste a bit of honey. I'm talking chopping three kisses, swapping, throw a light. But get low like Flow Rider. I'm a color, don't jumper. Extra 4 bars just to get your people loose. Say my name 3 times, and I ain't talking Beetlejuice.
Don't rap that, it's the good.
You candy rappers are zeros. Y'all make me snicker. Vince Spitzer, Twizzler, Big Daddy on Fifth Avenue. New of Heath, don't get ya. This here kit gotcha, will catch ya. Gotcha. Almond Joy got nuts, Ooh. But Mounds don't got nuts. A Rolo, you stunts, yeah. You bonkers. And what? Sour Patch, step back like Wonka balls. I'm fat, so cap candy pack 100 grand. That I'll rip that. Whatchamacallit mixes, raisin S and cashew. Even Hershey will kiss it till gingivitis get you. Dogs hanging like polo on your clothesline. So lightsaber your molars and your gum line. Catch Reese's and Teeth's, or are you Butterfingers? Sweet pieces, believe it. Nutty good and plenty. Y'all lemon heads get laid on Goober's fun sway. Raw M&M's don't play, so watch the tooth decay.
So rap that, it's the good, it's the candy game. Top that, we can fruit, it's the candy game. We beat the hotline, it's the candy game. We beat the whole line, it's the candy game. Stop on that rap bar, it's the candy game. We love on this track, y'all. It's the candy game. Top of it with a rap star, it's the candy game. Over caramel and sweet bar,
it's the candy game. LK the candy man on the mic, Carver Terror said my name 5 times. Why you looking in the mirror? And poof, I'll appear like Willy Wonka in the booth, spitting lyrical treats to satisfy your sweet tooth. Sugar baby for the ladies, tear jerkers for the cry babies, gummy bears for babies or elderly in the 80s. Okay. You can't stop us, we jaw breakers like gobstoppers, big headed like ear hairs to fly higher than helicopters. Don't copy like my twin, this ain't no double mint. We York peppermint patties, why you just a junior man? So try as you may, but you can never match. That's why those haters give us sour looks like some patch kids. But that's okay because they all got the duplicate. We pay day rappers, they got fish on layaway. And yo, I rap skills, keep the grill looking fresh and clean. So all you Milta rappers, step up your oral hygiene.
So rap that,
Mr.
Goody, it's the candy game. Cop that, sweet and fruity, it's the candy game. Sweet beats the hotline, it's the candy game. Sweet treats the whole line.
Yo, what's up real quick? Jay Biggs, Space Age Jay. I just want to say shout out to everybody. Tony Lyric, Money Mink. Y'all follow them on Twitter. About to get up out of here, y'all. This is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Y'all tune in next week, all right? We out.